Hi, and welcome to the Cali Review Podcast. I'm here with Chloe Mitchell, and we're going to be talking about God and psychology. So I'm here with Chloe, and we're going to be talking about God and her major, which is psychology, which she changed from ASL interpreting. So let's start with just your basics, you know, and your major, basically how we met, all that jazz.
Okay. So where do you want to start? Do you want to start?
We could start with, we'll start with talking about God. So okay. You met me through Crew.
I did.
How have I changed and how have you changed since we've met?
So I think that I still remember the first day you came in, and it was so random because we had already known each other, like everybody else in the community group. We already had met and been with each other last year, and then you came strolling in, and you were just so, like, your personality was, like, exuberant. Like, it was kind of crazy. You were just so happy, and you were like, hello, like, I just wanted to come in here. I'm like, I'm so sorry for being late. And I was like, oh my gosh, this girl, she's a character. I already knew. And I loved you from the start. You were just so funny and so sweet. And it was kind of crazy because you were so unsure of, like, yourself and of, like, what anything meant, which is totally understandable. Mm-hmm. We're all there. We're all still learning. But, like, you were just like, I need help. Like, help me out. Like, I'm confused. And, like, it was really beautiful because you were asking questions that sometimes we're all afraid to ask, mm-hmm. because we think we should know the answer, but if we don't know the answer, we need to just be honest and be like, I don't understand. And so it was really good. And also, when you're, like, when you are studying anything, it helps you to learn more by teaching someone else. And so, like, by you asking the questions, it helped all of us grow, because then we had to ask ourselves those questions and be like, I don't know. Let's look into that. And so I think that we all grew together. I don't think any of us were, like, growing greater than the other one or anything like that. Yeah. But I think it was more of, like, a journey together. We, like,
yeah, I would say the same thing. Like, you, when I first met you, I was like, oh, goodness, I'm going to have to, like, really break into her shell to get her to talk to me.
No.
And then, like, I guess just through being, like, enthusiastic like I always am, we just kind of grew together. You totally put it in perspective. But next question is, talking about how we met through Crew, and so when you, we already answered that one. Okay. How did you come to know God yourself? Because, like, we all have that moment.
Right. So it's kind of complicated because I grew up in a Christian home. You know, my dad was a preacher's kid. My mom was a deacon's kid. And some people don't know what that is, but
yeah,
it's in the Baptist church. It's okay. So there was a lot of stuff, like, they grew up in a Christian home, so, like, it was kind of expected, you know, that I would grow up Christian. But my parents were also very open. They didn't want it to be forced, because then that's not helping me, because it's not my decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was 6 years old, I got baptized, and I did choose it completely, and my parents, like, made sure that it was my decision. And so that was when I got baptized. But of course, when you're 6 years old,
yeah, you don't really know what's going on.
It's so different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, as you start growing up, like, you have to grow so much, and it's hard because you can get so confused, and you can, like, honestly, sometimes I had questions of whether or not, like, I really was saved, because I was like, well, I was six.
Mm-hmm.
But I know now that that's just doubt, and, like, I really was saved. And once you are saved, you know, that can't be taken away from you,
yeah.
You know? So, it was a journey, and I had a really hard time with family things and just life in general. But really last year, I went on spring break with Crew,
mm-hmm.
and that is where I really was like, my faith and my relationship with God is the most important thing in my life. And I'm like, but I'm not prioritizing it above everything else.
Right.
And he's, like, at the bottom of the list. And I was like, I'm so unhappy, and yet I wonder why.
Mm.
And so spring break was really where I was like, okay, this is it. I need to really reconnect, like, with God and show him, like, I love you, and I'm so sorry that I have distanced myself from you, you know. But thankfully, we're never fully...
Yeah,
away.
You just went right into him.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that like fall getaway, that's when I like kind of was like, oh, like I'm totally into it. But it wasn't until afterward that I really got into it, and it was like one thing after another. Like I got baptized like literally like a month later. And then like I was talking to another friend about it, Sav, and she said that I was on a spiritual high for a little while, and now that I've come down from that, I have to learn how to like, you know, still be a Christian even though I'm not gonna have those high moments. So I'm still kind of learning, but I'm getting through.
Absolutely. Well, you're never gonna stop learning,
right?
You know, you're always gonna be growing. But it is so much I think it's a lot easier when you're on that spiritual high, because it's like, you know, like you're literally being fed the word every day. Like you have all that time set aside to spend in quiet time and spend growing with other people. Like that's literally your whole mission for like retreats like that. So like it's like naturally you're gonna grow if you're putting in,
right,
like, you know,
you gotta put in the effort.
Yeah, you have to actually want it. It has to be your choice. If not, you know, that's also your choice. So but it's so much easier then versus when you're back at school and you're like, oh, I have schoolwork.
Yeah.
I have to do all these interviews. I have to write all these papers. I have to.
It's stressful.
It's very different. Yeah.
Okay. As a Christian in college, do you feel like you have a stigma or a stereotype attached to you, specifically as a college student?
I think as a college student, a lot of Christians are told that they are uneducated, because we don't believe exactly what science says, and so we're told flat out like you're wrong. And so I think that a lot of people just think that we're like brainwashed, or we just don't know what we're talking about, or whatever. And I think that specifically as a college student, it's hard too, because a lot of people are just starting to form their political beliefs, which often connect to religious beliefs. And so it's like really hard, because in college people are really starting to get out there and be like open about pretty much everything, and as Christians, like, we know what we believe, and so people naturally like want to question that, like, what do you, which is fine, and I'm glad people question it, but it definitely comes to a point where it's a little hurtful sometimes, because people want to prove you wrong. So that becomes a little hard at times, specifically in science classes, when they just state things so matter-of-factly, like evolution and all these different things. And, you know, I was in a class for one of my psychology classes, and he said, like, he was listing all these things that, like, aren't true, and miracles was one of them. And I was like, I believe in miracles, you know? And so, like, for him to just state matter-of-factly that miracles aren't real, I'm like, it's hard. It's hard when that's literally what you're being fed as the truth, when you know that that's not.
So next, do you have a favorite Bible story? I will go first, since you said you wanted to think about it.
Yes.
My favorite Bible story is Jonah and the whale. And we did this in the Bible study, like what was it, a week ago? And I asked the question, did Jonah, when he was spit out of the whale, did he run to Nineveh? And they were like, no. The whale just spit him up onto Nineveh, and I was very heartbroken by that. I was like, they need to teach the kids these days like the actual story, so we don't get heartbroken like when we. Which I mean, nonetheless, he got there, but it was just interesting, like knowing that's not how the story happened.
What's your favorite story about a woman, or your favorite woman in the Bible?
I don't really have a story, but I do have like a certain like a scene, I guess I would say. It's when Jesus is coming off he's been beaten and everything, he's coming off the cross, and there's like the women that were helping him. I think that's very powerful.
I agree. I think when we watched The Passion of the Christ, and we saw The Passion of the Christ, and she saw, and his mother Mary saw Jesus, and he was bleeding, and he was like on the ground because he had fallen, and it was like this flashback. Do you remember like the flashback where she saw him as a baby fall, and she screamed like Jesus, and he, you know, and she was like crying because it was her baby, and just seeing, oh my gosh, I lost it, because it was just like saying that, knowing that like I'm not a mother, but you know, mothers always say like you're always gonna be my baby, you know. And like to Mary, and like Jesus is always gonna be her baby, And I was like, oh, that broke my heart. But there are amazing women in the Bible. Mm-hmm. I was just curious.
I also like the Peter walking on water. Mm. I don't know, that one's pretty big resonating one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are there, you already kind of told me this, but are there things you're still learning how to deal with as a Christian?
How to deal with. So, before I came to college, I was very shy. Very shy. I was not outgoing. I'm an extrovert, but no one in my high school would know that.
Really?
Yes.
Just
no
like
one
a big flip.
That. Yeah. I love people, and I love to be around people, but I was so shy. I just couldn't like get myself to be that. Like I just couldn't get to the point where I could like talk to other people, and I was just so like I guess anxious. I'm learning a lot about myself. Growing to know who Christ is, you also get to know who you are. And one thing I'm working on right now is being less anxious, because I find that that's a big thing that I struggle with. Mm. And so in high school a lot, I was so anxious. I didn't want to talk to people because I was just so shy, which is so funny because everyone knew me because I went to a tiny high school. Mm. And you literally go from preschool to 12th grade with the same people. So it's like, I don't know why I was so shy, but it was fine. But in college, I'm learning how to actually be extroverted and like outgoing and like talk to people, and I am loving it. But it's also hard because like I still sometimes go back to that like anxious, like shy, like, oh no, I don't want to, I'm afraid to, or mm-hmm. whatever, which is really hard. So I'm trying to get more comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Right.
And working on my anxiety. Those are the big things that I'm working on right now.
Okay.
What about you?
Things. I feel like I say this all the time, but just working on like not doing bad things,
mm-hmm.
or like just knowing that I'm gonna do bad things, but it's important to learn from those bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Like before I was a Christian, I'd just do something bad and I'd be like, oh, okay, whatever. But now that I'm a Christian, like I like have second thoughts about things, even like before I do them.
Yeah.
Which is like helpful, of course, mm-hmm. but it's just like something that I keep, it's not like I've learned it and now I can move on. Like I keep constantly dealing with issues.
Mm-hmm.
And also just like politically, like socially, being biblically
mm-hmm.
like in tune for yeah. like with politics, you know, looking at them from like a biblical perspective rather than just like an emotional perspective, you know.
Yeah,
just things like that. But yes, awesome. On to your major questions. So you are a psychology major.
I am.
What do you plan to do with that?
So I get asked that a lot.
Because that's a big major.
It is. And when you change your major to psychology, one of the first things people tell you is, you're never going to find a job with that.
I feel like it's every major, though. Everybody's like, you're never going to find a job. Like, it's just...
That's true. But psychology is a huge one where people are like, unless you get, you know, unless you go back to school, you're not going to do anything
unless
with it.
Unless you're a doctor.
And I'm like, thank you for the negativity. No, but I actually... Psychology has less to do with what I actually want my occupation to be when I graduate and more so to do with what I think will actually just help me in life. My mom was a psychology major and now she's a substitute teacher, so she didn't use it in the same way, but okay. Also she has kids come to her and talk to her all the time about things that they're going through, and just having that background helps her like talk to them. But my actual plan, God willing, and if he tells me something else, that's fine. We'll go there when
we'll
get there.
That.
You know, whatever. It's fine. But right now, he has told me that he wants me actually to try to go on staff with crew.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a little scary. But I'm really excited because I love crew. And it's kind of amazing because everything that I dreamed of being when I was younger, it felt hopeless to me because... I never knew, like, I was like, there's no job that does that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't want to be a youth pastor, but I did kind of want to be a youth pastor. I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but I didn't want to be home all the time. And I was like, I don't
understand.
Just a
little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Exactly.
But not too much.
And I was like, I don't know how, like, what job is going to have all these things? But literally, crew was exactly the things that I desired. And, like, while I'm single, obviously, I'm not going to be a mom, you know, at home and like homeschooling my kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like if I were to get married and have kids and be on staff, like I could do those things. So like it's like the perfect combination of like everything that I dreamed of but thought there was no option. Mm. And it's kind of just amazing how God brought me to EKU. Didn't want to come to EKU. Mm. He brought me for a completely different major, and I realized that wasn't what I wanted for my life, which was really hard to come to terms with because all my family had known and they were really excited, and then I had to tell them, nope, I'm changing to psychology. And they're like, what?
I'm sorry, what?
Literally, they're like, what are you going to do with that? I'm like, well.
Last question. What has been the most complicated part of college so far? Meaning, not just academically or socially, but just any problem in general that you think has just been the most complicated part of college that you're still trying to deal with and all that?
Yeah. That's actually a hard one because I think there are a lot of problems in college.
You want to do your top three?
Sure, top three. That's good. Okay, so number one, mental health. Mm. That is something that all college students struggle with at one point or another. I'm now realizing that it was an issue before I came to college. And so trying to, just adding the extra stress of college made me realize that even more, you know, that it was there before, but now it's just elevated.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been the first problem, that like really just addressing it and like working through it and like being honest about how I'm feeling, and like first of all being honest with myself about how I'm feeling, and then being honest with others, you know, how like that's, it's really hard. So that'll be the first one. The second problem, procrastination. Procrastination is a real thing, and I'm terrible about procrastinating. I swear, Miranda and I have this conversation all the time, I swear I do better under pressure, so I'll just wait last minute to do something, but then that last minute, I am so stressed, so I'm like, why didn't I just do it earlier? So just trying to figure that out will be the second one.
And your third?
Oof. I don't know, trying to balance homework and like hanging out with people,
yeah,
and like socializing.
That's a big one.
And trying to spend time in the Word and just balance everything that I want to do and need to do. I think that balance is hard. So
yeah, well, that's the end of it. You did a great job, Chloe.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Cali Review podcast. If you liked what you heard, make sure to tune in on Twitter, Snapchat, or Instagram to find out when the next episode will be coming out.